You defense.
Wait there.
Come on. Okay, this way. Steady, Vance. Thank you. Hop off, Vance. Good lad, find the way. Find the way then. Good lad. I can hear you now. You're going, why is he recording his walk across Waterloo again? We've had this 100 times already. And that's quite true. You have. Find the way. Music coming from somewhere there. But I was just pondering as I was flicking through Facebook on my phone. Oh, there was a lump in the concourse there. That's not what I was pondering. Find right, Vance. Going to 19. What I was pondering was, what do people do to amuse themselves or to unwind on their... on you go, Vance. Come on, straight on. On their evening commutes. After, what do you do after you've been in the office all day, or if you don't work, but you, I don't know, go somewhere on a fairly regular basis? What do you do when you've, I don't know, left the people that you're seeing, or when you're in that sort of transition phase, you're wanting to be somewhere else, you're not really wanting to be here. You know, I have no particular desire to stay in Waterloo Station for any longer than I really need to be. Find right, Vance. Nor do I really wish to be on the train for any longer than I have to be. And I spend my commute partly sleeping. I'm pretty good at sleeping on the train, actually. That's my primary activity. And until I manage to get off to sleep, I flick through the news. And I gather that's a male thing. We apparently like to read what's going on in the world, because we're apparently relieved that we don't have to do anything about it, which is nice. You just have to wonder how those who do have to do something about it feel as they flick through the news. So I managed to read the news and sleep in. That's quite a lot to do on a 15-minute train journey. I've only missed a stop a couple of times. Fingers crossed that today won't be one of those. We're going to find a door, Vance. Good boy. Hop on then. Where should we go, Vance? Should we go up here? Alright, turn around. Turn right round. Good lad. Sit there.